Shockwave Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Shockwave Podcast, the first one we're recording in 2020. It is John, David, and Hannah back with you once more. It is so good to see your bright and shining faces. Today we are going to be talking about trivial hills that you would die on. Let me say that again, trivial hills that you would die on. I had no idea what Hannah was talking about when she first brought up this topic, but basically it's like a figurative molehill, like something very small that you believe in so strongly that you would actually, like, literally die for it. Right, Hannah? Did I get that kind of right?
Basically, okay. Yes. I mean, there's a phrase, like, the hill that you would die on, but this is just, like, trivial things.
Okay.
So, things that don't really make a lot of sense.
I literally said Gesundheit the first time she said it because I thought she'd sneezed. But it's a pretty good podcast topic, so we're just going to go with it. Do you know what Gesundheit means?
No.
It's like bless you. It's like German for bless you.
Oh,
don't look that up. I don't know what it means. Anyways, let's just start on the list, shall we?
Let's go for it.
Now, this is a pretty controversial one. I think people get pretty heated about this. The animated photos, some people pronounce it GIF, some people pronounce it JIF.
Oh, yes.
What do you say, Hannah?
GIF.
Can you get GIFs on your phone?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
On your little Android?
Yes. Android does GIFs, yes.
I would say GIF, but I think actually...
I think you bring up my Android every single podcast episode.
Maybe once or twice. I think actually the actual pronunciation is GIF, like with a J. I think when they first like made it, whatever they are...
I think the person who created it intended for it to be GIF.
But it just sounds like peanut butter, like Jiffy. Yes. That's what I think of.
Yes.
Or like...
I've read this whole thing about, like, the science behind it and how words are, like, created and how you should know what it's supposed to be. It was interesting. But I think the creator wanted it to be GIF.
Okay, so...
I still say GIF.
Yeah, I still say GIF. We're going to go with GIF. If you feel so strongly about it, then reach out to us and just let us know what you think. Toilet paper orientation. This is kind of interesting because...
yes.
Well... I actually heard something over the weekend that didn't change my mind, but it actually gave me a little bit of grace for people that are wrong, you know? So,
okay.
Obviously, it's like over, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, yeah. That's
100%.
100% over. But somebody was telling me this weekend that for people that have cats, a lot of times they'll put it under because if you have it over and the cat goes and, like, paws at it, it will just all run out on the floor. But if it's under and they paw at it, it will just spin and not roll out.
Another hot take. This is why you should not have cats.
Okay. But cats are pretty cute.
No.
Like, I don't know if I would ever own one. I'd own a cat before.
Such a dog person.
Okay, I would own a cat before I own a dog.
Really? Well.
Oh, here's a trivial hill that I would die on. I would never have a dog in my house.
Oh, man.
They're crazy.
Oh, I'm such a dog person.
Okay, I spent all weekend with...
I like dogs more than I like
...with a
people.
Boxer puppy. And that thing...
so cute.
It's insane. It would not leave me alone.
That's adorable.
No, it wasn't. It was like freaking out and like growling at me and stuff. I think it could sense that I was the alpha male and it didn't like that.
Oh, my.
But it was just like running everywhere and like slobbering everywhere. And I was like, ah. But I mean... I didn't grow up with pets, so I don't really get the whole thing,
mm-hmm.
But I'm sure that, you know.
Yeah, but anyways, you don't have to worry about that dog tearing up your toilet paper, so there's at least that.
They'd be drinking from the toilet instead.
I have not had a dog that's ever done that. But
not that you were watching.
Okay.
Okay, your turn.
This one seems very academic, and it totally goes against, like, what I work in, but to me, the Oxford comma is necessary and beneficial. It is not a waste of time.
AP style is wrong.
I know.
It makes it look so bizarre. It's just like,
yes.
It's very jarring for me. But actually, according to the AP style, I learned this last week, I think. There are a few appropriate times to use the Oxford comma in AP style.
Yes.
When the groupings have an and in them.
Yes, but then you're just adding more things to think about. And to me, just insert the Oxford comma, and it helps on almost every scenario.
Right. So, AP style guide writers, if you're listening, please change that rule. Like, no, we'd really appreciate it. going off something not as academic... would you say caramel or caramel?
I feel like not caramel, but like I'd be caramel. Like caramel. Caramel.
Caramel?
Yeah.
Caramel.
I think I say caramel.
Would you say caramel apple? Or caramel apple. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I don't really eat caramel, so I would probably just say caramel.
Do you have like one that you're like, definitely it's this way?
No.
No.
But I don't think I would ever say caramel, like in, caramel. I would just never say that. But I don't, I think either way is probably fine, and caramel is probably how it's supposed to be said anyways. Do you think a hot dog is a sandwich?
What?
A hot dog being a sandwich. Have you never heard that?
No.
Because, okay.
And it is not.
Yeah. The thinking is that you have meat and bread.
Well, you
there's
do.
Like meat in between a bread. And so some people are like, well, if the bun is still connected, then it's not a sandwich. It's a taco. Because you have like a connected shell. But if the bun comes unseparated and it's two separate pieces, then it's a sandwich. And I think both of those people are wrong.
I think it's just tacos, sandwiches, hot dogs. They're three different categories.
Okay. Yeah. We're here at that. Okay. Oh, yeah, you go.
Go for it.
No, you go.
I have two food ones and they're kind of lame, but if you bake at all, you might understand. Maybe not. Maybe it's just me. Buttercream has to have butter in it. That's one for me. That drives me nuts. A lot of people use like Crisco or something like that.
I don't
shortening.
Even know what
you have
buttercream
no idea what I'm
is.
Saying.
No.
Frosting.
Oh, I mean, I love frosting, but yeah, what's buttercream?
A lot of times it's buttercream. It's basically like butter and powdered sugar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but a lot of people will make it with like shortening or Crisco or something like that. And that's just not right to me.
It's like all
literally
really
has buttercream in the name. It has to have butter in
okay.
it.
Okay.
So, I'll
agree with you since I don't know what yes. you're talking about.
Another one, I don't know. Do you know what fondant is?
Who?
Fondant.
No, I don't.
Fondant's like this stuff that you get on some cakes that you just peel off and you throw away because it tastes nasty. It's almost like edible Play-Doh.
Ew.
It's the worst thing.
Is it like for decoration?
Yes. It's really good for like shaping and it looks clean and neat and a lot of wedding cakes have it and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
But I... That is definitely a hill that I will die on because it's more expensive, it takes more time, and it's absolutely disgusting.
Okay. Yeah.
You just peel it off. Right. Nobody eats it.
I agree with you on that.
It's just not okay. Anyway.
All right. Raising Cane's being better than Zaxby's.
I've never had Raising Cane's.
Okay. I've only had it like two or three times. And the times I had it, I was like starving. So it was, you know, amazing. And I would say that in a normal circumstance, I would like it better than Zaxby's anyways, especially the Zaxby's here in Searcy.
Yeah. I was going to say, that's the thing about Zaxby's. I feel like it's different.
I've never had it outside of Searcy. Mm. And ever since Zaxby's came to Searcy, I think their ice machine's been broken. Like, they have the drink machine where all
that's the best part of Zaxby's.
All the drinks in the drink machine are gone except the water. And then the ice and water machine, like the... I don't even know. The water's broken on it or something, or the ice is broken. And so you have to go back and forth between the two. And they need a bit of a push in the right direction, which I'm hoping something with Slim and something with chicken is coming to Searcy. Do you not know that?
No.
Okay, drive on BB Caps and like go past like where McDonald's and Burger King are.
I probably won't ever eat there.
Okay. So well, it's coming in. And apparently it's a good chicken place. So hopefully that'll be some good... you know, capitalism to get Zaxby's on their feet and running. Do you think that Taylor Swift deserved Artist of the Decade? ?
I do, because she has been prominent the entire decade.
Yeah.
She never, like, fell out of people's minds and, like, came back the entire decade. She was prominent.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think, like, affected the decade a lot, too.
That's true. I am partial to Ed Sheeran just because he's my guy. But he did take like a year. He took like a year leave of absence. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think people didn't forget about him. And I think what was even more impressive is that he did that. And then as soon as he came back, it was like, psh, yeah. Like I distinctly remember my senior year of high school. He like just, when he came back, he just posted a blue square. And that was all it was. Mm-hmm. And he like changed his profile pictures. And people like were retweeting it and like liking it like crazy because he was back. And then he released his album. They released some songs in January and released the album in March, and it was so, so big. And he has, like, the most popular song ever.
But he's kind of, like, and I respect it. He's a little bit more private.
He's a recluse,
himself.
Yeah.
And one thing about Taylor Swift is I think it's the music was important, but also she's, like, changed the whole industry.
Yes, and she's involved in a lot of extra things besides music. So, yeah, I would lean towards that.
I think she deserved it.
Who did? Oh, was it Billy? Yeah, it was, right, wasn't it? Yeah, we just heard that. What do you think about blue light glasses?
I have them, so
okay, yeah.
I like them.
I ordered some last week. Did I tell you that?
No.
I went to the eye doctor and got a prescription and got them ordered. They should be in this next week. And
I like them.
I'm hoping they cut
to
down
me,
on headaches.
They say that there's no real science behind it, but I feel like they really help.
Yeah. That was like, I went to the eye doctor like fully confident, like, oh, I'm going to get these blue light glasses. And he's like, yeah, the research isn't really conclusive on it. And I was like, give them to me anyways. I still want them. So I guess that'll be an interesting experiment, see if they cut down on the headaches. Caroline Nesbitt says that deviled eggs are gross looking.
They are.
Do you like the taste, though?
No.
That's interesting. Because she told me this like a few weeks ago, and I was like, well, I actually kind of like deviled eggs. And, you know, I'm the most selective person you might – not the most. I am one of the more selective people you might meet.
Yes.
And I've already made the Ferrari joke to you. I already made that joke, didn't I?
Probably.
Okay.
Was it some lame dad joke?
No, it was a very funny, hilarious joke, but I'm not going to make it again. But yeah, I actually like deviled eggs, or like I will eat them. They are kind of weird looking and weird feeling.
I mean, yeah, they're whatever.
Yeah.
Anything right. That's like, yeah. Okay, I've got one. All water does not taste the same.
Correct.
I feel like most people agree with that at this point.
Have you ever drank the water from Allen?
I mean, like water bottles.
There's like paramecium swimming around in there. I will not drink water from Allen unfiltered. Allen is the dorm I live in currently.
Okay, I mean like filtered water bottles. Like, they do not taste the same.
No, they don't.
Yes.
There's a distinct difference. Now, what do you think about like Fiji water?
I mean, I don't drink it.
I mean, I don't drink it either, but people think it's like superior, like smart water.
Yeah, I don't drink that either. I don't know. To me, that's too much. But
yeah, do you splurge for Dasani, or do you just go with like Ozarka or something?
No, but I hate the like. What is it? Is it Deer Park, Deer Life? What is that one?
I have no idea.
That one's the worst.
I haven't studied up on my water bottle brands recently. I mainly just drink from a Brita pitcher.
Yeah.
Hashtag sponsored, but. That's what I just fill up in the tab and, you know, pour it in and I'm good to go.
That's good.
The moon landing was fake, Philip Walker. Why do you say that, Philip Walker?
We discussed this on the conspiracy theory.
Yes, conspiracy. Yeah, so if you want to, you know, scroll back to that, you can get a full in-depth briefing of the moon landing. But there's some interesting points to be made from both sides, but it was real.
I think it was real.
Yeah, I think it was real. And, oh, Emily Nix says she likes Twilight.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen it nor read it.
It's very, a lot of people think it's very cringy.
Yeah.
It's just very overdramatic, and it is.
I mean,
but
I just cringe
still
from,
enjoy that.
I just cringe from looking at the movie posters.
Yeah.
It's
like a lot of like long glances and like just crazy, I don't know, crazy things. But, hey, it made it big, so.
Kind of like that?
Oh my God.
Those kind of long glances?
No. So.
Okay, let me get into my, I've been saving mine for the end because
okay.
I just have a lot to say.
Oh, boy.
My Trivial Hills That I Would Die Upon by John David Stewart. Throw pillows are useless. Throw pillows are so useless.
Such a guy thing to say.
it's just logical. There is no reason to put a pillow on a bed or a seat. It like not only is it not functional, it's anti-functional.
Wait, you don't think they're like necessary on couches?
No.
What?
It prevents you from sitting down.
No. You're so wrong. On that one.
I was at a house this weekend. There was 10 throw pillows on one couch, and I had to like
move them
move them off to sit down. If I have to like start sweating to sit down, what's the point of this? I'm just going to say standing up, or I'm going to lay on the floor. Same thing with, like, the beds and stuff. I don't get it. It's so much more work to, like, remake it and make it look pretty all the time. It's hard enough for me to make my bed in the morning, let alone, like, I don't know, decorate it.
Okay, the ones on the couch are useful, though. They just are.
Do you sit on them or do you hold them?
No, you just.
You put them on your head?
No. They're just, I don't know.
You throw them on the ground?
No, I don't. You just like, I don't know, they're there.
Okay, well.
They're helpful.
Throw pillows are anti-functional. That is, that's what I have to say about that. I guess I already mentioned the thing about the dogs. I'm probably going to end up marrying a girl that loves throw pillows and loves dogs. That's just my luck.
I hope you do.
I had one more. This just shows how important it was to me that I've forgotten it. Oh, I think it is necessary to shower at night.
Okay.
Like, I don't care if you didn't do anything all day. I still think it's important to, like, shower before.
It's a very one statement, but... Yeah.
I used to shower in the morning and at night, but then my skin gets dried out in the winter especially, and so, like, taking some of the showers.
You mean, like, full shower? Because that's not happening.
What do you mean? Can you half shower? Like, half my body?
Well, like, people, a lot of, like, girls don't wash their hair every day.
Okay.
At all.
That's, I understand. I understand because, you know, you got to keep your hair, well, I was just thinking about healthy hair.
Yeah.
But for me, like, if I don't, like, get, like, fully rinsed off at least...
Okay, but is this a hill that's like you have to?
It's kind of for me. It's for me, but also just thinking about it, like you being like in just the environment and like sweating, and even if it's cold, you're still just in all this like, bleh, and then you get in bed and you just simmer in all that filth for 8 hours. Actually, probably not eight. For like 6 hours, and then you wake up and you just. You've, like, mutated because you just have all this nastiness. So.
You are definitely a clean freak.
I'm not. No, that just makes sense to me. So I personally have a hard time falling asleep when I'm not showered. I haven't done it in a long time. The last time I did it was when I was abroad. And I, like, slept, like, an hour and a half that night.
Are you serious?
But it was also the night after we hiked 14 miles, and we were, like, on the side of a mountain.
Yeah,
so
that make you fall asleep faster?
That's what they were like, it's going to be the best night's sleep of your life. And everyone was just, like, awake the whole night because we were all so sore and nasty. And just, ugh.
You didn't shower after a 14-mile hike?
There was only cold water in the lodge.
Dang.
Yeah.
That is unfortunate.
I wish I would have showered.
Yeah.
Looking back on it.
Okay. Back to you being... Very much so. One, mine is the Enneagram is more than just a personality test, and it doesn't put you in a box. That's mine. As you know, I love the Enneagram.
Do you know?
Yeah. I'm kind of obsessed.
All right, yeah, okay.
Obsessed with it? Okay, it also annoys me when people are like, oh my gosh, I love the Enneagram so much, and then they literally only know their type.
Yeah.
That's not the point of the Enneagram. Yeah. I mean, it's helpful to know yourself, but it's also good to just... Know the people around you.
Know thyself.
Yeah.
Know yourself, know your worth.
Yeah.
So you actually speak louder than your words.
So, yeah, those are mine.
The Enneagram is nice as, like, a guideline.
No, if you really looked into it, then it's helpful. I hate when people just, like, skim the top of things.
But also, you can't let the Enneagram rule your life.
No, it shouldn't, like, rule your life, but it's, like, helpful.
Like, there's a girl I know that she'll be, like... Kind of make excuses based on the Enneagram.
She's
like,
yeah, well, I just can't. That's her not knowing.
I just can't do that because I'm in my fourth state right now, and like this is you like trying to like help me because you're like two and blah 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 blah. I'm like, nah.
Okay, that's just lazy. That's not the point of the Enneagram. No. Yeah, I think I have a lot of like hills when it comes to the Enneagram.
I'm sure a lot of people do. My mom's been getting into the Enneagram recently. She read A Road Back to You over A Road Back to You over hashtag ad over Christmas break. And apparently it's like this, I don't know, Jedi Enneagram woman that's like with help this dude write this book and they're passing their knowledge on to everybody else. But she's been like, she's so funny. She'd be like, oh, 8 Debbie's coming out right now because like it's when it's like her stress state and she's like super like confrontational kind of and. It's really funny. So, yeah, moms out there, get into the Enneagram. You can really relate to your kids better that way.
Anyone can benefit from the Enneagram. Anyone. Also, I know, like, quite a few fours, and they're always the ones to be like, I don't want to be put into a box. You can't box me in.
Yeah.
Which is just funny. But anyway.
I just think it's funny. You know, that's my stress state, actually, is a four.
Being a four. Interesting.
You still don't understand me, Hannah.
Oh, my gosh.
Nobody does.
You're definitely a one, that's for sure. Well, You have any more?
No, I think that's it. Okay. I think the Enneagram just sucked it out of me. So if you have any other Trivial Hills that you would like us to talk about, or actually literally any other podcast topics, just reach out to us, you know, drop us a DM at HUStewPubs on Twitter and Instagram, or shoot us an email at HUShockwave@gmail.com. Any last words, Hannah?
I think that's everything. I hit it at the end with the Enneagrams. That's all I have to say.
What was that? What was that quote you just said? Enneagram, anyone can benefit from the Enneagram?
Yes.
Hashtag anyone can benefit from the Enneagram. Enjoy your day.
Ooh, Shockwave Radio.